Y'all want to hear a few things about oysters?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can sum it up real quick here. Oysters are brainless vegetarians who can change their gender.
That's very interesting.
They have no brain. They're vegetarians, and they can change their gender. I don't know under what circumstances. Or there's 200 species of oysters across the world, and every oyster is capable of making a pearl at some point in its lifetime.
Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah. It wasn't. I tried to do deeper research, but there was really nothing there. It's just an oyster.
I love a raw oyster, though.
I have heard that some vegans will actually eat oysters because they don't have brains, so they don't consider them sentient beings. As long as we're throwing out random facts about oysters.
Yeah, and using words that I don't understand.
All right. Sentient?
What is that?
Can't feel pain, not conscious, that sort of thing.
Okay.
People will learn all sorts of things from this right. show.
Maybe not about running.
I guess I'm going to cue this one up. The Thompson Running Show joining you after a pretty slim pickings at the Woodlake Estates group run this morning with the time change. But we had myself and Jason, Jeff and Chris, and Artie out this morning. And that was it.
No Chad?
No Chad. And it was pretty dismal out here today. Even the dog didn't want to get up this morning. Normally, as soon as I start making hot water for coffee, you can hear him, his feet in Abigail's room, but he didn't want to get up this morning. I guess humans are the only senseless creatures who change the times on ourselves.
I made myself get up at 4 like I normally do. So,
yeah, well, this week we are hyping the Oyster Fest 5K coming up, and we are now all officially signed up. Yeah. I made that as a prerequisite for being on the show this morning and not being forced to, well, let's just say it was a prerequisite for being on the show this morning.
Yeah, believe me, it was worth every penny. To avoid the consequences was worth every penny. Hey, that's a good price for that run too.
Yeah, $27 after all the fees.
After the fees, yeah.
So we'll talk about that in a bit, but that's race news. We got some people running the Shamrock Half Marathon. The Half Marathon is going to be relatively new down there in New Orleans today. It's going to be beautiful weather for it. And then next week, Oyster Fest 5K. Week after that, Shamrock Run. Tangi Running Club is up to 37 now. Mm-hmm. And the race itself up to 174.
Yep.
As of last time Jason looked. So numbers starting to look good. And after that, you got Crescent City Classic the next weekend. After that, you got Holden Rocket Fest 5K the weekend after that. And then Strawberry Strut, and that takes us up through mid-April with runs every week, opportunities to race every week. So we're 1 week out from Oyster Fest. I think that's race news. Going to be dropping some big news this week in the Tangi Running Club Facebook page, Thompson Running Show Facebook page, and then I'll try and post it in the Strava group as well.
When are you making that post?
I'll do it on Monday. Okay. Probably mid-morning again. Okay. Once everybody gets to work and can be on their cell phones. But yeah, I'm super excited. Got at least two, possibly three things to announce. We're going to have our Thompson Running Show giveaway. I'll announce that. And Got two things run club related. Super psyched. I just want to say it all right now, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Gonna make everybody hold on a little bit longer. But maybe, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll announce our giveaway the week of the Shamrock Run.
Know, if you said it right now, they wouldn't hear it right now.
That's true. It's true. But we'll wait until closer to Shamrock to drop that. At any rate, that's our local running news. This Wednesday, 1 year anniversary of the Amblin Ale 5K. So expecting a big crowd out there. Not race news related, but still a perfectly fit shoe giveaway going on. So be sure to make it out to the Wednesday night group runs when you can. Get signed up for the Shamrock Run. Those are all the ways you get entered in. And it was great to see Mark out at the group run Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Getting hype and Shamrock Run, getting ready, excited.
Had a big crowd Wednesday, too.
He looked like he was ready to give away some shoes.
Yeah, he did.
So we appreciate everything Mark does for the local running community and for Thompson Running Show. You can go in there anytime, not just for a giveaway. Get 10% off by mentioning Thompson Running Show or Tangy Running Club. So he's a big-time help to the Tangy Running community.
Yeah, and whenever you brought his name up about being there and the giveaway and all, everybody gave him a round of applause. So
yeah,
everybody wants the shoes.
Yeah, I know some people want some shoes pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right, so we got anything global this week, Cuz?
Yeah, we got a few things. When you think New Zealand runners, you think John Nabb, of course.
Okay. All right. I was thinking Nick Willis, but I think he's New Zealand.
New Zealand runner John Nabbs completed his run across Canada. He ran from Newfoundland, which I think is in Kentucky, to British Columbia. It took him 305 days. He covered 8,000 kilometers. Actual distance, that's 4,971 miles. He was dressed as Superman, and he was pushing a stroller full of his essentials. He raised $90,000 for children's cancer research. And he celebrated the end of his run by taking a swim in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, very nice. I have no interest in that, but very nice. It's nice that he raised money for a good charity.
Yes. But we know how you feel about children, so we'll just move on. How do you like dogs? Here's something for dogs coming from Strava, which I know y'all are big fans of Strava. The Fee Collar, F-I, I guess it's pronounced Fee. It's to monitor your dog's steps and fitness. It will upload and post just like it does for humans. So if you're real interested in your dog's fitness and how many steps it's getting in a day, you can get this new Fee Collar from Strava.
I love my dog, but not that much.
I just can't seem to please you this morning. We're all NFL fans. I guess Jeremy is. I don't know. Probably not after I read this. They had the combine this past week, and Xavier Worthy was the fastest runner in the 40-yard dash at 4:21. It broke the record. He is now officially the fastest runner ever at the combine.
Yeah, but I heard about that.
That's quick.
Yeah.
That's quick.
Yeah, you know, it is funny, though, that sometimes those NFL guys think that they are, like, sprinters. Think they can beat somebody like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
And I watched the infographic one time of how far ahead Usain Bolt would have been of the fastest guy in the NFL at the time. It was like seconds.
Tell me Xavier Worthy couldn't hit a curveball? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you, he's not as fast as an Olympic sprinter.
Okay. I knew you'd do something to tear that down.
he's faster than me.
Has he ever run
a marathon? That's the question.
So if you're interested in reading, they got some new books coming out. Born to Run 2.
Thought that was already out.
Okay. Again, I apologize for not. My article said these were up and coming.
Okay, well, maybe. Well, Kemp either one of two things happen. Your article is old, like you are, or it's not out yet. And I'm wrong. So let our listeners decide what's the most likely.
Okay. Should I continue? Or are you going to say this book doesn't exist, or we should burn it, or what?
Yeah. I'm with it, guys.
Kara Groucher is coming out with The Longest Race. It's all about women and the running industry. It is taglined as the inside secret world of abuse, doping, and deception on Nike's elite running team. So if you want to read about some running dirt, that sounds like that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I had seen some of the interviews with her. Some of it's about that guy, Alberto Salazar, supposed to be a fast marathoner at one time. But yeah, I'm not necessarily interested in dirt.
I didn't figure I had anything to interest you this morning, Jerry. I'm just spinning my wheels. You can edit all this out, man.
I am interested in the Born to Run, too. I actually listened to a book this week by the, I think Daniel Lieberman was the Harvard professor who started the research on the barefoot running. And he's got a book called Exercised that I listened to this past week. It was really good. So I am interested in the Born to Run 2 book. Just see how well that book has aged over the years.
The last one is called We Share the Sun. It's about Kenyan running coach Patrick Sang. That should be pretty interesting. But that wraps it up.
Okay. Well, you had two things in there that interested me a little bit. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell by the way you ridiculed it all. So.
All right. So next weekend, Oysterfest 5K. This is a race that didn't happen last year. We ran it the first time 2 years ago, but you think you'll be recovered from the time change by next week? I felt a little jet lag this morning. Yeah. How long does it normally take you to get used to this?
Me? I don't know. I'm ready now.
I think it only take me a day. Once I get that good week of the day being longer, I'll be good to go.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine by next week. Race starts at 8 a.m., I believe. I looked at that this morning because I had no idea. I signed up for a race. I didn't know what time it started.
I didn't know until you just said it.
But 8 a.m., and the weather is looking dismal at this point. So we had perfect racing weather this morning, about mid-40s, cool enough so you don't burn up. But it looks like probably mid-60s and humid next week. And some potential for rain, but it looks like the rain would be a little bit later than race start, so I think we'll be all right with that. But, hey, maybe the rain will keep people home, and I'll, you know, finish high. You know, who cares about their turnout, right?
They got the money. Yeah, just when they get the entries, no matter.
And probably hurt their race days, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care about all that. Just want awards. But, yeah, 2 years ago went and did the Oysterfest 5K, cool medal. It was an actual oyster shell, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember.
But it is right now $25 still. And from what I understand, it's $25 through race day. It was only $2 in fees. So
right.
$27 total to sign up for Oysterfest 5K if you're looking for something to do. Next Sunday. It's not a Saturday morning race, Sunday morning race. But I, good memories of the first Oysterfest 5K that we went to. We met Mark Smith and Brogan Fairchild at the Oysterfest 5K.
Yeah.
Though Jason may have met Brogan before then. I don't remember.
I did. I'd met Brogan at the Springfield, the high school
Bulldog
race or something. Yeah. And he was out there, and I hung behind him for a while. Then he left me.
We got I-12 out here this morning, too. Yeah. Old trucks.
Some of the loudest cars I've ever heard.
Plenty to cut out this week. But, yeah, that was the first time we met Mark Smith and Brogan, and Scott Nettles and his wife Rachel were out there that year. Some young cross-country kids out there. Barbara Ockman and them were out there. I think they're signed up again this time, her and
Christina Lee.
Christina Lee. Good grief. We may get a podcast in this morning. But yeah, good memories from that first time going out to Oyster Fest 5K. And it was the first time that anybody ever walked up to us and said that they knew about our podcast and that they actually had heard about the race through our podcast.
That was probably the coolest thing that happened that day.
Because I think Jason and I both responded with, really? Hard to believe anybody would listen to us week in and week out. We're so professional, though. Right. Like, you know, cars in the background, helicopters, bells, you name it. Yeah, it was a great time meeting those folks. What I remember of the course, I liked the course a lot.
Yeah.
You kind of start and finish in the on the festival grounds, and that's all kind of blocked off. But what, from what I remember, you kind of leave that area and go into some residential parts of A-Meet.
Yeah, and I feel like it was pretty shady, like
for the
most part. You know, there was a couple spots where it's not, but it was, you know, so even though it might be a little warm, at least be some cover from the trees.
Well, it's supposed to be overcast. Jason already said that, but you must not have been listening. Yeah, so it was a nice course, and it was something different because I'd never run an A-meet before. And it's not like it was just out along the highway or anything. But I remember good support on the course. There was a cop out in front kind of leading the way and making sure we didn't get lost.
Yeah, the first run I did in A-meet, we ran straight up 16 to Walmart. There was no...
That's a terrible course.
Yeah, that was... But another thing I remember that was fun about that was Chad rode with us.
And
mistaken, Chad's never gotten a vehicle with us since then.
Yeah, not surprising.
So I'm not sure if that's a good memory for Chad, but
maybe it's because I took all the beer that you offered him for the. But yeah, that was our one and only trip with Chad up to A-meet. We may be able to carpool next week. I don't know who's actually signed up so far, but. In terms of the race itself, I do remember that was a kind of a cool year because Scott Nettles ended up running it, and he signed up last minute. But I think that year the Shamrock run had been early or something like that, and I won the Shamrock 5K the week before, and he finished just a couple seconds behind. And then at the Oyster Fest, he finished first, and I finished just a few seconds behind. So that was a fun time, though, you know, obviously I would have liked to have taken both top positions, but, and ended up getting a perfectly fit gift card that day because Mark had sponsored the race. And I think between that and the Shamrock run, I was able to just buy a new pair of shoes.
Must be nice.
But yeah, I finished, it was a second overall finish, and there were gift cards for the top three. I think Brogan had finished third, so he was out of control. That was before we knew he was 6'4" of twisted steel and sex appeal. Yeah, I remember having a good time out there. If you sign up, it is an inexpensive race, but there wasn't anything in terms of food and stuff after. Maybe like snacks or something, but I know that they didn't have food post race last time. I mean, obviously I think they had water and stuff, but I think it was kind of a kickoff to the festival, hoping that people would stick around. And it'd have been nice if some of the vendors had been open, because I would have bought some jambalaya.
Sure.
I mean, you kind of going up there just to get it kicked off. I think they're having, I'm not sure what time the festival starts, but we'll be out of there by then.
Yeah, they actually have a church service after the run.
At 10 a.m. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that's at 10. The race is at 8.
I'll be done by about 8:15.
Yeah. Probably by 9 o'clock they'll be doing awards, and then we'll be heading back because it is a bit of a drive. I think it was about a 45-minute drive to the race last time. But yeah, I don't remember where you guys have a good, y'all had a good race there last time, didn't you?
Yeah, I know I had a good run. I just don't remember what my time was.
And I don't know. I don't know if it was chip timed or not. I don't think it was I think I probably tried to look and see what your results were, and I couldn't find any. So it was just by when you came in, I think, whether you got an award or not. But, Mark, I think you and Chad were kind of duking it out at that race the last time we went, weren't y'all?
Yeah, we finished real close together. I think he came in right behind me.
So what are y'all expecting out of yourselves next week? Given that you kind of know what the conditions are going to be, we hadn't raced 5K in a while, so it's kind of hard to predict.
Well, I went into it hoping to be in under 23, but I didn't feel great Wednesday on my speed
workout. You mean under 22?
Under 22, yeah, under 22. And then the Clurricon is supposed to be at Black and Brew the night before, starting at 10 o'clock for an event they're having. So,
well, you do have the X factor of Mark Smith will be there, and both of y'all. He was pretty close to under 22 in that run on the Bayou or run to the Bayou. I think he was just a few seconds above. So maybe y'all can push each other to it.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to push with him and get what I want, my goal.
Yeah. But, Cuz, you got any expectations for your race performance next week?
I expect to be slow, but I expect to have fun.
And that'll be good enough. I think for me, looking at the weather, I think it's probably going to be close to the same kind of conditions for the Thanksgiving race we did in Denham. Just kind of like low to mid 60s and humid. So going off of that, I'm hoping I'm in like the mid 20s, like 20, 30 or something like that. And hopefully that's good enough for what I need to do.
Then hopefully I'm going to 30-20.
30-20? There you go.
20-30, I'm going to go for 30-20.
And then hoping for at least an age group award. That would be – I don't really care about my time, but I feel like it's been a while since I won an age group award.
Did they do age groups?
No, they didn't do age groups.
I thought it was only top three?
I think okay. So, yeah.
Well
– yeah, because I would have got age group, I think.
Well, then I want to run just good enough to finish in the top three. I hope there's no kids out there running fast. Brogan doesn't beat me. Scott doesn't beat me. But I would take it just to see those guys out at a race. So we'll see how it goes. But I do think I'll be under 21. My last 5K was the reindeer run. It was about 90 degrees, and we ran at noon. So I think I was mid-21 for that, which was disappointing. But I don't think I'll be that if we get started early and it's a little bit cooler. But, yeah, I'm expecting also to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm hoping some of the local runners sign up.
Yeah, I'm just hoping not have to go like flat out to win anything so that I can save a little for the Shamrock run the next week. If I could run at like a 10K type of effort and get an award and a 5K, I'd be happy next week. But I don't know that that's going to happen. I'm not that lucky. All right, well, I'm excited about next weekend, excited about the whole thing. The three Thompsons riding up to a race together.
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe we'll get Chad again. But back on the road, back in race season, kicking it off. Good, cheap, local 5K. Nothing better than that.
We'll have to figure out when we do the podcast. Would it be on a Sunday?
We might have to do it on a ride back.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be pretty wild.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, any other parting shots before we go?
Y'all want to hear a few things about oysters?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can sum it up real quick here. Oysters are brainless vegetarians who can change their gender.
That's very interesting.
They have no brain. They're vegetarians, and they can change their gender. I don't know under what circumstances or There's 200 species of oysters across the world, and every oyster is capable of making a pearl at some point in its lifetime.
Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah. It wasn't. I tried to do deeper research, but there was really nothing there. It's just an oyster.
I do love a raw oyster, though.
I have heard that some vegans will actually eat oysters because they don't have brains, so they don't consider them sentient beings. As long as we're throwing out random facts about oysters.
Yeah, and using words that I don't understand.
All right. Sentient?
What is that?
Can't feel pain, not conscious, that sort of thing.
Okay.
People will learn all sorts of things from this show.
Maybe not about running.
And they will also hear a lot of cars and noise in the background. All right.
The helicopters are gone. They didn't land. And, you know, it's not going to be, you know, this movie, you know, The Assault on Wood Lake or anything like that.
I thought maybe they were flying you in. I don't.
Oh, this ain't Jason you're talking to.
Well, you're the one who's out this week, so I thought maybe you were having your team fly you in. I don't know.
I don't sound like I'm out. Sounds like I'm here.
All right. We're going off the rails again. All right. Until next time, we will catch you later from the Thompson Running Show. Watching the trends on. Well, we got helicopters here. We're going to have another outtake this week. Last week it was bells. This week it's military helicopter.
Wow. Are they landing there? Would they come under assault?